This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It occurs to me as I launch into setting up our lead story today on housing that maybe we've never really made it clear why we report on housing so much. There are the basics. It's the biggest purchase most people make. It's a key to building generational wealth, the sad results and realities of which you can see in the huge racial wealth disparities in this economy. It contributes not insignificantly to the wealth effect, people just feeling better when their home value is up. Same applies for the stock market, by the way, the wealth effect. Also, and in most particularly this economic moment, it is so sensitive to interest rates. And that gets me, at long last, to my point. We got data on the health of the housing market today, courtesy of the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index. The long and the short of it is that home prices were up March to April for the third straight month, and last measurement had just 2.4% below their peak from last summer. And that's even with mortgage rates basically doubling after the long string of Fed rate hikes. The TLDR here is that the housing prices in this country did slow a bit, but never tumbled much, and they're now back on the upswing. So, does that sound soft landing-ish to you? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
If S&P's Craig Lazara had to summarize the national housing market in one word right now...
Recovering would be my choice of words.
Not a recovery like the housing market tore its Achilles tendon and will be on crutches for a while. More a recovery like the housing market sprained its ankle and now it's ready to do some light jogging again.
I think the data certainly support that view. A 5% decline peak to trough and then now 2% show recovery. Yeah, it's not so bad.
Of course, there really isn't one national housing market, and rising mortgage rates have hit different parts of the country differently. Nicole Bichot is an economist at Zillow.
There are more regional differences now than we were probably seeing in, say, 2021, when the whole market was just running forward.
Southeastern cities like Miami and Atlanta are still in full sprint mode and never took much of a breather. Meanwhile, more expensive markets on the West Coast have slowed down considerably.
We're looking at San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle. That's where, you know, a 7% mortgage rate really makes a big impact on that monthly payment. And you're going to be limiting the number of buyers who can transact in those markets.
Seattle prices are down 12.4% from last year, the largest dip among the 20 metro areas Case-Shiller tracks. Sure, that's partly because tech workers are still absconding away to work remotely elsewhere. But Seattle realtor Sharon O'Mahony says it's important to remember how hot the market was in early 2022.
I mean, I had a house sell down the street from me last year. It went $600,000 over list price, which was insane. So when I talk about the property prices going down, yeah, you're coming down from that.
O'Mahony says as long as the listing inventory remains tight, the housing market will be a seller's market, which is true for Seattle and the rest of the country. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.